be honest, I have a special connection to all my songs, but when I'm thinking about Amour means love, is gonna be a stands off because it's kind of combination of the theremin, my vocal, and all melodies about synthesizer and everything that I use to just simulate the love, you know. I don't know if I mentioned or not, but the album Infinity or Infinity, including the eighth chapter, it means that eighth chapter of the life, starting from coming to the earth and then transition to the earth and then kind of renaissance and rebuild and then Amour. It means that love, we all fall in love during the life. So one of the most important chapter of every single one people's in the life is gonna be Amour. So I try to kind of simulate and then bring the all vocal and theremin sound, everything to just express the feeling of the love. So in the sign, during the sign, I have some vocal. I'm telling that this is not just love between two people. This is love beyond that, you know? I'm telling this in that song that dis-moi, qu'est-ce que tu cherches? Qu'est-ce que je cherche? It means that, tell me, what are you looking for? What am I looking for? On cherche quoi? What we are looking for? And then I'm telling in the song that ne cherche pas, nous sommes un. Don't look for anything, we are all one. So, and again, I'm telling you that in the song, at the end of the song, that ce que tu cherches, tu cherches. It means that what you seek is seeking you. So, this is the amazing song that even myself, you know, during that I'm driving or sometimes in my solitude, you know, I'm just listening to and enjoy. Yeah.
ne cherche pas le sens.
SFU meet and greet. Yeah, I noticed that they had like we had the booths there, we had free food, we had a barbecue, but there was no live music.
Oh, right? Yeah. Next time.
I know this would be great if we had some performance. And I know you did some gigs. Tell me about those.
Sure. Yeah. Regarding that day, you know, I remember that I met you. You know, it was very yummy burgers you guys shared at that time. Yeah, it's very nice connections. So that's why they find you, and then that's why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of sign of universe.
Yes.
So thank God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tell me about some of your performances that you did recently.
Oh yeah, last year, the last performance that I had last year, December 20, I remember that I performed a live show, electronic live show. We had a bunch of audience. Fortunately, it was kind of during the Christmas time, before Christmas, but we had some audience which were artists as well, and then we had a great feedback that I enjoyed. And yeah, a bunch of the blogs and press, you know, featured about my song that, okay, because of this guy, you know, Thremin, you know, I used this Thremin as in live show, and then a bunch of people haven't seen yet this Thremin. And oh yeah, we had a nice background and feedback, yeah, for that event, yeah. It was very interesting. I'm telling French, ce qui est très intéressant, c'est que that event I planned and organized from A to Z by myself.
Wow.
Under my company, Les Alliances Production, because a bunch of people asked me, what is the Les Alliances? It's my company, production company, that I try to release all my song, all my releases, all my events under this name. And Les Alliances means the aliens. And then maybe you see in the cover of my album or some single track that I'm kind of trying to use the aliens spaceship to kind of for transition of the peoples from the universe on the earth. And they're very long story that maybe we have another interview. I'm gonna split her and then tell you guys about why aliens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna tell you one more thing. This Thremin, the Thremin sound, there's a theory that's saying that if you want to connect to the alien, the Thremin sound is the best sound to connect to. And then even flute, you know, I play flute as well. But when I research, I figure out that if you research as well, you can find that, okay, the Thremin sound is kind of connection to the aliens. And you see that, or maybe you hear in the alien movies, the voice and the sound of the Fremen, yeah.
Thank you.
Alex, so how often do you practice your craft? How often do you practice your music?
Oh, okay. Practice. Okay, mm. Yeah. To be honest, every single day, minimum half an hour I practice music, vocal practice, and then it's very important to keep yourself ready, always ready, because, you know, sometimes we, sometimes my friend and other people invite us for live show, and then you definitely, your vocal coach should be ready, and for training that is very difficult to be ready, and then you need to be master on the playing the theremin. So yeah, I do my best to practice. The worst case scenario is going to be half an hour a day theremin and half an hour vocal practice, and also piano, guitar, and the flute, and then even I'm playing with my toys, which is a synthesizer. I try to buy the new synthesizer and then just practice to be able to produce the new song and then so on. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And then for future, like, what do you got plans for the future here?
Oh, for future. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm shaping some new music in my studio these days. Let's keep it secret. Let's keep it secret and then put the wrap on. So you'll definitely be surprised with the new music. I have the one new, maybe coming by New Year, mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. But you'll see.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And then where can people follow you if they want to check?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm everywhere. You can just find me, you know, if you Google me or no, on Instagram. The best platform that you can find me is going to be Instagram, because I always keep updated with the news, with the newer list, and then even my, you know, lifestyle and so on. I have dog, you know, running with my dog and so on. You can definitely find me on Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube. And for DJs, you can find me on Beatroot. You can download my music. It's the minimum price I put, just $1-$2. You guys download the music in high quality, use it. And if you have a problem with the budget and money, just text me. I'm just gonna release for you as a free. But you can go to my website, alexrakan.com. All my music is are there. All feature for my music is there. So you can go. Even upcoming events you can find on my website. Yeah.
Fantastic.
La vie est comme une mélodie avec des E et des B. Chante ta propre chanson. Danse au rythme de ton imagination. Thank you.
Merci de m'avoir. J'ai vraiment apprécié pour notre conversation. C'était bonne chance pour être ici avec vous et avec votre auditeur. So, I always say at the end of my song, à plus. It means à plus tard. It means see you later. À plus. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East One.
Yeah, baby.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. En français, on dit bonne fête.